Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4849.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My mother's father lived close to him growing up and always liked to spend time with him. He would always take me fishing or camping, and he had this kind of optimism that I try to carry with me right now. He always had a positive outlook on things, and that just kind of stuck with me.
What do you aspire to be?
I guess professionally, what I'm doing now, I find exciting. I am an astronomer, so I guess I aspire to be that, or to be better at that.
What types of things make you happy?
When other people are happy, it makes me happy. Being with family and friends, just being able to have long conversations with them, that makes me happy.
What types of things make you sad?
Probably not being able to do the things that make me happy.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
Growing up in, I guess, a medium-sized town, large high school, large schools, got to know a lot of people. I generally always try to, I guess, fit in. I think I was friends with everyone to some degree or another. So I guess try to, relationships are important to me, so I try to maintain as many relationships with friends as possible.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
If I had to pick a specific attribute, I guess I'd pick curiosity. I think I'm a pretty curious person when it comes to the world around me. I'm not exactly sure how I developed this, but I think as long as I can remember, it's always been there. I think most people in general have a little bit of curiosity in them. So,
what do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
It's honesty, not necessarily even with person-to-person interaction, but with yourself. Someone who's honest with himself tends to know what they want, and I think that's a huge advantage someone can have, knowing what they want.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
Probably a sense of work ethic, knowing what they have to do to get what they want.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Just having conversations is probably the best time I like to spend with my family and friends.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why this gift was so special.
My parents, for their 30th wedding anniversary, flew me and my wife out to Hawaii for a vacation, so that was a pretty special moment.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I always played sports when I was a child, and even to this day. So playing basketball, soccer, football, baseball. That was a significant portion of my childhood, playing those sports. And just, like I mentioned earlier, going camping, fishing, things like that.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
In terms of books, I generally read nonfiction. It might be just more the person I am, but I enjoy learning about things, learning about the world. I do read some fiction time to time, but I don't know if I necessarily have a favorite book or character.
I'm the same way. What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character, if applicable?
I was going to say, probably the last book I read with textbooks, but trying to think here. I read a book on, so I like to travel, so I read a travel book that was kind of a how to do travel kind of on the cheap and things to see when you're trying to travel on budget. So I enjoy traveling quite a bit. So,
what was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I saw was Star Trek Into Darkness, and yes, I did like it.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch mainly soccer and basketball.
What do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I like to play sports. Currently, I play soccer. I also do a lot of public outreach for science education. As an astronomer, we have telescopes, and we generally try to open them up to the public so they can see what we're doing with them and use them themselves.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I like to think I'm a creative person. I guess most people hear creativity, they think, you know, arts or some kind of medium through which they're creative. I like to think in my work that I'm creative. I do a lot of theory, so I think you have to have some kind of creativity to think of new things when it comes to that.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No. No one has.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you faced and its impact on you.
Going through military basic training was a significant experience in that it kind of showed me how capable and self-reliant I am.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
I'd probably interview Einstein and just ask him. I don't even know what I'd ask him, but I'd just like to talk to him. I remember listening to a biography about him and just kind of fascinated about the person he was outside of what he did.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
Again, going through basic training, one of the things we had to do was jump off of 10-meter high dive and then swim underneath the bulkhead to simulate, I guess, jumping off an aircraft carrier. And it was, I'm a little bit afraid of heights, and that was a little bit scared, but I was able to do it anyway. So I guess it goes back to showing, showed me what I'm actually capable of doing things, even if I think I can't.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
So I left a pretty stable job in the military to go back to school and get my PhD. And I had to move states and basically give up that paycheck to go back to school. So it's always what I wanted to do, so I think I know it's the right thing to do for me.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
I don't know if I was specifically blind to it, but there are definitely times where just viewing nature has kind of opened my eyes or reopened my eyes to just kind of an awe-inspiring beauty, I guess, just looking out, you know, scenic views, that kind of thing. Specifically, I remember one time when I was in Ireland and looking off Cliffs of Moher, which are these like 100-foot cliffs right on the ocean, and it was pretty beautiful. And just, I guess I would describe that as one of these moments.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Traveling. I would like to travel everywhere and see as much as I can, experience different things.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Friends and family, doing what I said before, traveling.
What is your approach to life?
I'd say that it takes a lot to get me upset, and I feel this is a good way to approach life, because then when you do get upset, then you know it's for something important.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Over the last 10 years or so, I've moved around quite a bit and been away from friends and family. And it was difficult in that sense, not being able to see them. Overcoming, luckily, I can, usually be able to pick up a phone and talk to them. But I'm not exactly sure how it changed my perspective on life, other than just kind of to reinforce the notion that you need to cherish the moments you have with the people you care about.
Who is your favorite actor?
I don't think I have a favorite actor, to be honest.
What is your favorite dinner?
I'd say anything followed by ice cream is my favorite dinner.
I like the way you think. Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes. When we'd visit, my grandparents lived on a farm. They had these antique games. A few of them. One was this Rocky and Bullwinkle game, and it was kind of you had these tiles that were flipped over, and you just had to match them. But I remember my brother and I playing that for hours on end. They also, it was actually one of my dad's childhood games, was it's like a football field, and you put the players on it, and it vibrated, and they moved, and it was a pretty cool game.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest, most exciting thing I've ever done is fly an F-16 fighter jets.
What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Probably just think about what I'm going to be doing that day.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Probably fly.
What is your favorite season and why?
Probably summer and or spring. I just try not to be cold. I like to be warm rather than cold.
What matters to you the most?
Probably improving myself.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you, unless they specifically asked you.
I can't really think of anything. Try to be open with most things, so I don't think I can think of anything for that.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
So during basic training, we had to go through this obstacle course, and I guess so prior to that, about a week before, we got issued all of our military clothing, and I got these camouflage pants, and they were just way too big, and I got by with just wearing a belt really, really tight. Well, anyways, back to the obstacle course, we had to take off our belts to run the obstacle course for safety reasons, I'm guessing, and there's this one part where you had to basically low crawl through this puddle of water, and then after that, you had to scale this wall. As I was scaling the wall and came over the wall, I definitely landed on the ground, and then my pants hit the ground because they fell off, and all the cadre were so, I guess, they're laughing pretty hard that I really didn't even get in trouble for it. So I just pulled up my pants and kept running the obstacle course.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I guess science education and science literacy is something that I feel strongly about, and I try to do a lot of science outreach events.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I think probably Superman's a cool superhero, but if I had his powers, I think I would continue to be who I am, but try to help people if possible.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
Specifically, I know where they came from, various countries in Europe, but I don't necessarily know most of their stories of how they got over here. I just know some of the stories of once they got here, what they did.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
Going back to a sense of curiosity, I think I like that best in myself, having some sense of skepticism. I think is a really good thing. What do I like least? I guess I can be stubborn in some respects on various topics or discussions. I know, I think my wife would say that, so.
You're getting a PhD in astrophysics. When did you first become interested in this field?
When I was pretty young, actually. I had big, I guess, curiosity, interest in space, and trying to think where exactly that came from. Probably watching science fiction as a kid, but I don't know specifically. But I've always wanted to do something with that.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I'd like to stay in academics if possible, do research and teach. If not, probably try to join a lab somewhere else.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Outside of just sticking with being an astronomer, what would I do as an astronomer? I'd either want to work at large telescope or for the Smithsonian, something like that. That'd be a cool job, I think.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'd like to be done with my PhD. probably doing research. Have a larger family, a couple kids. Working for probably a university, doing research, and then traveling on sabbaticals.
What would you consider a romantic evening?
Anytime I get to spend with my wife, because we have pretty hectic schedules, I guess. So just watching TV or, I guess I'd like to say I do most of the cooking. So any kind of dinner that we can spend together.
What do you love most about your wife?
Probably how she understands me. She gets me and knows how I work.
What's the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
Other than just be there for her and, you know, when she needs me. Specific example, I guess, is last year I got her a surprise trip to Ireland that we went on. So,
how did you meet your wife?
We actually went to high school together. We were in the same large group of friends. We have a pretty tight-knit group of high school friends that are still close to this day. And we didn't date in high school, but towards the end of college, we started dating.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I know that at some point in my life, I want a family and have kids. And I know that that's difficult or hard for other people for one reason or another, and if I can help them have that, I can understand why they would want it because I want it, so if I could help them do that, then I think that's a good thing.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4849.